Blog Talk Radio.
And now, in a corner of a basement somewhere in New Jersey, it's Between the Ropes Radio. 30 minutes of nothing but wrestling. By wrestling fans, for wrestling fans. Right here live on blogtalkradio.com, it's your host, Ty Asbury.
Well, wearing a crown on my head for Halloween would be cool. Try this. Cool. Between the Ropes Radio Wednesday night, Halloween night. It's the 31st live. Of course, I'm your boy Ty Asbury, WWE Crown Jewel this Friday. And tonight's episode is the pick of the crown goes down, picking every match, of course, with me. She's always here for every pay-per-view pick show. My girl, my live guest, Miss Destiny is here. So, yeah.
Boo. How are you?
Jackie, my dear, how you doing on this Halloween evening? How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Relaxing. Yeah. Waiting to hear your picks. Yeah. See if we argue.
Exactly. See if we argue. And well, you said, of course, Halloween, like you're chilling. Are you waiting at the door for all the trick or treaters? I mean, it's can't believe it's Halloween already.
Yeah, that's what happened. It came up too quick. Where I live, we don't get any kids.
Yeah.
It's very strange. I'm in a development, but since the way we face the woods, they really don't see the house.
Yeah. Yeah,
and we tried. It didn't matter.
Yeah, and another thing too. I mean, I don't know. I mean, of course, people listening live. I mean, I don't know if you. I mean, I've noticed on my street is really dark, and like, of course, I don't really give out candy because I mean, I have a 70-pound chocolate lab, so go figure. And she, you know, loves people, but she gets a little crazy on my doggy. But it seems like, you know, Jackie, as of late, the last few years of Halloween, there's not really a lot of kids out.
Well, no, because unfortunately, what used to be fun is now an era where the police have scanners to scan because, I don't know if I'm allowed to swear, but some scumbag tries to poison your kid. Like hurt their kid. It's like that. It's ridiculous. Like, and I said, when I was a kid, it was fun. You were safe. No, you didn't have to worry about anything. And now it takes something that's a lot of fun and ruin it.
And
but
on top of that, too,
where I live, there's certain streets that are real big, and the kids all know they're safe there. Like, they go to this street and trick-or-treat, and, you know, like, it's like my one friend, she lives on one of those streets, and she says it's anywhere from $700 to $800 worth of Halloween candy for all the kids. Yeah, I was like,
insane.
Oh, my gosh.
Insane in the membrane. And another thing too, I think a lot of days, and you know, no pun intended, no disrespect to the kids, but it seems like anymore with, you know, even teenagers today, I'm sure trick or treat. Trick or treat when we were teenagers, but it seems like kids today, they're just so gobbled up by cell phones technology. It's like, you know, instead of trick or treating, you may see these kids trick or treating, they're down on their cell phones, just holding their pill case full of candy over their shoulder. It's just times. It's we're in a new era.
Yeah, but I mean that was always something that was fun. Like I said, it's dangerous now.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. You know, sad day and like yeah.
I mean, a couple of years ago, I did a wrestling show on Halloween, and we had a trick or treat Halloween party. And all the wrestlers came out with baskets of candy. And we had to teach the kids how to trick-or-treat. They had no idea. Like, they didn't know to walk up to them and say, trick-or-treat, in their costume, and we would give them a treat. They didn't understand.
Yeah, kids nowadays, that's sad, you know. And it's just, you know, it's getting dark. We all know this time of year. It gets darker earlier. And I've seen maybe on my street, maybe one kid And, you know, I'm interested to see how the night goes on. But for me, after we get the show done, I'll probably just watch some Halloween movies and just chill out. But, you know, like me and Destiny are saying, everybody, you know, all the kids out there, just be safe. If you decide to go out, be safe. Or, you know, or of course, this is a wrestling podcast. Just sit home and eat candy and watch old wrestling tapes. I mean, that's what I would do, you know. But, oh, yeah. And Destiny, I definitely wanted to ask you, of course. I mean, now we have the, of course, all these pay-per-views they got. We're going to be talking about, of course, Crown Jewel. And if you want to call in live and talk to me and Destiny about your picks for Friday's show, 646-716-5926, here on Between the Ropes Radio, we have to go back. I know Destiny has a lot to say about it. This past Sunday, we had the first ever women's pay-per-view, Evolution, and Jackie, I watched it. I got to say, I loved it.
Yeah. I mean, no lingerie or pillowcases. It was awesome. no pillowcases. I mean, the girls really, I mean, oh, my God. I mean, that Mae Young Classic match.
And it's just something, and that's, I mean, you're absolutely right about the Mae Young Classic, but it's just something about the Mae Young Classic matches and the NXT women's matches, both of those combined.
Yeah.
Something different about them than Raw and SmackDown. It's something about the ladies and NXT. It's just something about their matches where I'm just like, it's just something different. I can't spell it out. It's just something different that they put on than the ladies on the main roster. I don't know what it is.
Well, whoever's training these up and comers, I mean, these girls are tough. They're athletic. I'm speechless. They are something to watch.
We did the pick show on Sunday, and I think we both felt bad. Me and Destiny, we apologize. I kind of didn't know who the ladies of the Mae Young Classic and NXT were. My bad. My apologies to the ladies, but, you know, to suck up and make up. Yeah, we know who they are now. They put on a really good show, and then Destiny, I really loved, and they showed it on SmackDown Live last night, that ending picture of when Becky Lynch put Charlotte through the table, off the top rope, and she's standing with the belt holding that up. That was the best freeze frame ever. That match, to me, that was a good match. I mean, first ever last woman standing match. That to me, probably was my match of the night.
I always watch that, and it's like, I think about, okay, if I go to the gym and I work out a bit too hard, you know, it's hard for me to, you know, my legs are really sore. It's hard for me to walk, you know, get around sometimes, you know, get a hold of things, especially with work. And listen, when I watch a match like that, and I can't figure out how the two of them, what do you feel like when you wake up the next day?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you possibly feel like?
Yeah.
I don't know if there's enough aspirin in the world.
Yeah, they literally, Becky and Charlotte, they were throwing each other on chairs. I mean, you know, we got the ECW chant going. They threw each other through chairs, going through tables. It was just all around a good match. I know some people, you know, thought they should have put that match on last and put Nikki Bella and Ronda Rousey on before that. I was surprised about Nikki Bella and Ronda. That wasn't as bad as it was a good match. I mean, I thought it would be a little different. It turned out to be a pretty decent match, but it's just, you know, Charlotte and Becky, they
on that match, though.
Yeah, it was, you know, I remember at one point in the match, I think Nikki Bella went to do a slide, you know, to Ronda Rousey outside the ring. She hit her head, and I was concerned right there because it looked like she was, like, pulling her head. I was like, oh, man, you know, that's something we never want to see in wrestling. But
no.
I'm pretty sure, you know, going next year, we'll be seeing Evolution 2 next year. But, you know, like, definitely a round of applause to the ladies of NXT, Raw, and SmackDown for doing what they did.
I think it's going to be a little more than just a year event. I think it's going to be more space, close and tighter.
Oh, yeah.
It could be,
yeah,
it could be quarterly.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure maybe Evolution may be next year, but I'm sure they'll have another ladies' pay-per-view, but of a different name. But Evolution, I'm pretty sure they're going to keep that thing going.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's not like they can't. Why not?
Yeah, yeah. And Jackie, here we go again. Boom, we got another pay-per-view, of course, talking about WWE Crown Jewel this Friday, 12 p.m. our time, Eastern time, of course, from King Saud University Stadium in Saudi Arabia, live on pay-per-view, and as well as you can see it on the WWE Network. And we were talking about last night, we were messaging back and forth. I mean, of course, there's not a lot of matches on this card because, I mean, Destiny, I know you've heard, and everybody listening live, there's been some kind of, I don't know, conspiracy dangers going on with, of course, Saudi Arabia and WWE. A lot of talent decided they're not going over there. John Cena and, of course, Daniel Bryan being two of them. So, but it's a short, thin card, but WWE, as we all know, I'm sure they'll make it work.
Aren't they the only two that decided not to go?
I'm pretty sure they're the two that decided not to go because last night on SmackDown Live, and I was surprised they had AJ Styles and Daniel Bryan last night. I'm like, wait a minute. These guys, they're wrestling tonight instead of – yeah.
I mean, I understand, you know, first off, like, the only person who knows the truth in that whole story that went on over there is the person that was killed. But first off, it's at such a big step that they're allowing pro wrestling in that country, and it's sold out, and those fans love it. Now, I understand you're like John and Daniel Bryan are taking a stand, but you're kind of also it's a double-edged sword. You're kind of also punishing the fans that want to see you. I'm like, the fans didn't do anything.
It's not the fans' fault.
I mean, obviously, to sell out this stadium, it's very loved. I mean, you know.
And
I mean,
on top of that,
doesn't sell out stadiums in the world. Well, I mean, you're talking Saudi Arabia.
So, yeah, it's Saudi Arabia, and as well as this is their second time back here because they had the greatest Royal Rumble back there back in April as well. So, yeah. It's you know, we talked about it before on the show. I mean, WWE is definitely looking to expand their international business, in which they have the right to. That's what they do. I mean, they're the big dog, you know, in the town, of course, and that's what they're doing. And here we are with, of course, Crown Jewel this Friday. In Saudi Arabia, and of course, we talked about last night on SmackDown Live, replacing Daniel Bryan is Samoa Joe. So, Destiny, here we go again. And then these guys together, I can watch these guys all the time. We have again SmackDown WWE title on the line, AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe, who's replacing Daniel Bryan. Destiny, who's got you itching for that win there?
Well, they're in Saudi Arabia. They rekindled that feud. I'm still going with AJ retains. I mean, he's already proved it. You know, this is like I'm flashing back to Nakamura with this. You know, I mean, I'm sticking with AJ retains.
AJ retains, and like AJ, phenomenal. That's his nickname. He is phenomenal. AJ Styles is the man.
Yes.
But it's like you have to figure with Samoa Joe. How many times is he going to knock on that door to try to get the title? I mean, when are they going to decide? What are they going to do? I mean, because he's in and out of the picture. I didn't expect him to show up last night. I mean, I thought maybe Daniel Bryan maybe changed his mind and would make the trip over to, you know, Saudi Arabia. But, that, you know, obviously that's not happening. But it's just when, you know, Destiny, when do you think Samoa Joe is he going to get that chance? I mean, because he's knocking on the door, but it's not falling over or, you know, moving inwards for him to get the title.
Well, maybe that's more of a WrestleMania moment.
Yeah.
We're up here for Mania, so.
Yeah, that's true. And Destiny, she is going with AJ Styles. I'm going to agree. I mean, I know it's Halloween, and, you know, nothing's wrong with me. No hair is growing out of my arms like a werewolf, so nothing's going on with me. I'm feeling okay. But I'm going to agree with Destiny on this one. I'm going to say AJ Styles retains because, as I say, this is the tie theory. When they're overseas, it's very rare to me that the belts really change. So I'm going to say AJ Styles retains the belt up against Samoa Joe. But I will say this is going to be a hell of a match because anytime these two get together, it's going to be a black and blue fest. And next up, I want to talk about this one. I got a, you know, number two here, legendary tag team matchup. DX back together, Triple H, and the return of the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels, who I'm sure has a fat paycheck. You told me about his, what, he got 10 mil for this?
I mean, I've been hearing that. Can I be 100% sure? Something made him come out of retirement.
I know, right?
Yeah, like you're coming out of retirement to go to Saudi Arabia. I don't think he's, you know, going for the normal payday.
Yeah, Shawn, I'm sure Shawn Michaels is looking at his paycheck and is like, Vince is like, Shawn, you know, yeah, pal, you know, Vince is, yeah, pal, I'll take care of you. And then Shawn's probably like, yeah, Vince, I'll go over and make the trip. But Shawn Michaels, glad to see him out. I'm sure Shawn Michaels, I'm sure he's been gearing up for this for a while to get ready to get back in the ring. This is going to be a very good match. DX up against the Brothers of Destruction, Kane and The Undertaker, Destiny, who walks out of this tag team match as the winners?
All right, so when you had Undertaker versus Hunter, you had a little interference going on there, too. And it was more from, if I'm right, more from Shawn than Kane. So, if I'm positive, I'm correct on that. Who's scarier, Undertaker and Kane? Who's dirtier, Hunter and Shawn? But been a while for Shawn, but he's itching. Let's go with DX.
Really?
I'm like laying this stuff. Okay. I'm laying this stuff back and forth. It's like you know.
Here.
It's like he's Shawn's the one that's got something to prove out of all three of them. Out of Undertaker. Shawn's got the one to be able to prove, like, you know, man, I can still go. And I'm not exactly the,
that,
I mean, I might be the heartbreak part, not so much the kid, but.
Yeah.
He's the one that's got something to prove.
Heartbreak, old man. And Destiny, you know, this is what we do. We sass,
we
disagree.
Hey, watch it.
then, I'm going to, for we agreed a lot for the Evolution Pick Show. We actually pretty much agreed on the AJ Styles Samoa Joe match. First time, I'm going to disagree. I'm going to say, because it's Retribution, if I got that out correctly, from, of course, Super Showdown, I'm going to say that Kane and Undertaker, they get revenge. They get the win over DX, because I just can't see Undertaker losing twice. I mean, of course, he's in the tag team match this time, but I just can't see him losing twice. I say Kane and Undertaker, they get the win over DX and Shawn Michaels.
Well, damn. If the rumor is true that he's really getting $10 million, the three of them are probably just going to beat the hell out of him.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's just, you know. I mean, if Shawn Michaels, you're listening, my man, if you did get $10 million, like, you know, hook a brother up, you know. But now, next,
I really know whether, you know,
got,
what I've been hearing and confirming, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, hey, it's just, 10 mil, hell yeah. Now, this one, I'm going to have definitely, listeners, if you haven't heard about this, so I'm going to explain this. This is the best in the World Cup 8-man tournament that they have going on. You have guys from Raw and guys from SmackDown. So I'm going to start with the Raw side, Destiny, and this is the way they have it going.
Okay, well,
now,
okay,
four,
so, like, now how many matches are all together there? Four.
Now, this is – they have
seven
this
matches,
is the open. It's going to be seven matches, but I'm going to go over the first round matches, and then we can pick that, and we can decide afterwards who we think is going to take the whole World Cup thing. So I'm going to go start with the two Raw matches. The first Raw match, we have Seth Rollins versus Bobby Lashley, and originally supposed to be John Cena, but we have Rollins against Bobby Lashley.
Rollins.
Yeah. No
Rollins.
Doubt. We agree.
So
we agree. We agree. Yeah.
Rollins is good. Bill.
Yeah, I definitely, and of course, I don't know if Leo Rush made the trip. Lashley, my man, Lashley. I don't want to talk about him, but.
I was thinking, like, you know, like technical-wise, you know. I mean, brute force, you're going to go with Lashley, but Rollins is technical. I say Rollins.
But Rollins is the guy right now. He just can't do no wrong. I mean, and I'm really curious to see if Leo Rush doesn't make the trip out there, but I mean, he's the hype man for Bobby Lashley, as we all know. But I'm going to agree with my girl Destiny on this. I'm going to say Seth Rollins definitely wins this match. Next up, we're continuing with Raw, of course, with the World Cup Best in the World 8-Man Tournament. We have Kurt Angle, one of my all-time favorites, goes up against Dolph Ziggler.
Been hashed out. Huh. I don't know. I'm going to say Kurt Angle because I think seeing Kurt Angle versus Seth Rollins would really be interesting.
Oh, man. This one's tough,
but they've been – I mean, it's like – it's I've seen plenty of Rollins-Ziggler. I'm like, what Rollins-Angle?
Yeah, I mean, and that's true because they're kind of going with that same formula. And since it's Halloween, it's a holiday, I'm a big good guy. No sassing like between me and Destiny. I'm going to agree with her because I'm a fan of his. I'm going to say Kurt Angle gets the upset over Dolph Ziggler. And, of course, that would mean that Kurt Angle and Seth Rollins, would move on in the tournament. Now, that's it for Raw. Now, we're going to move on to the SmackDown matches. We have, of course, Jeff Hardy up against The Miz.
Oh, God. Miz. I say Miz. He's so driven right now. And I love Jeff, but I think he's just – his body's taking too much of a beating.
Everybody listen live. The only reason why I'm doing this, like I said, because me and Destiny usually we disagree with our picks, but I'm going to say too that because he's one of my favorites too. I'm gonna go with The Miz to take this match because I think The Miz is not far away from getting a title shot down the road because I'm pretty sure whoever wins this will get a title shot in the end. So I agree, myself included. I'm going with The Miz. And the last one for the SmackDown side is the returning. He returned a few weeks ago. Rey Mysterio up against one of probably the coldest guys on the roster right now, the Viper, Randy Orton.
I say Rey by upset. So it sets up for Rey-Miz.
Rey-Miz. That's kind of kick to it. Rey-Miz. Rey-Miz.
Yeah.
Rey-Miz.
Yeah.
I have to say that Randy Orton right now is just he's just of course he's insane, but yeah, that's some good makeup for a heel. I got to go with Randy Orton because the guy is just he doesn't care who he beats up. He's just trying to make a statement that he's the top guy
Orton
right
is?
Now. Orton. I mean, I just think Orton. I mean, of course, outside
of
Ambrose, we all know what Ambrose done. Orton is, it's definitely really tricky, but
are we going to do heel? Yeah. Are they going to do heel?
And which they really don't.
You swap these scenarios all out, like the matches, everything could all change.
It all could change. Yeah, I'm kind of.
Randy's evil, but Miz is sneaky.
Miz is sneaky. Yeah. You know what?
He always has something up his sleeve.
This is gonna be a treat for everybody. I'm gonna change my pick if that's okay, and say Rey Mysterio beats Randy Orton, which means that now the people that we picked, of course, we all picked Seth Rollins, we picked Kurt Angle, we picked The Miz, and of course, we picked Rey Mysterio Jr. So now, out of all those, Destiny, who do you have taken the Best in the World World Cup?
Taking it? Miz. Yeah. I think The Miz is going to take it.
Really?
He'll take it. You'll never hear the end of it for the rest of our lives, but he'll take it.
I mean, as much as I want to pick the Miz because I love him, and that's I mean, who can't go wrong with the Miz? But I think I got to say, I think Seth Rollins gets it because, I mean, all the stuff he's been through, of course, Ambrose and Roman. I think Seth Rollins, he gets it to add more to – he's a tag champion, IC champion now. I think he gets the World Cup Best in the World trophy.
That's why I'm kind of going with him not getting it.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to go with Seth Rollins to take it. Destiny's kind of between, of course, the Miz and Seth Rollins.
Seth and
but
Miz. Yeah,
Seth and Miz. So then we're going to leave those two up there, of course, to win – that tournament, and of course we move on, and this match we've seen before, but good chemistry. SmackDown tag title match, we have the Bar versus the New Day.
The Bar is the current champions, right?
Yeah.
Who's the current champions? The Bar. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Bar's like they're like 100% really healthy. You gotta get there. Let's go. I'm going to say the Bar retains.
Yeah, I got to say that I'm going to agree that the Bar, they retain the belts. It's just because they, I mean, these two teams, they wrestle a lot. And going back to before, I mean, for me, it'd be nice to have somebody inserted into the picture out of the tag teams. But I just think, you know, the Bar, Sheamus and Cesaro, just so they're just great together. And I'm going to agree with that pick that Destiny just made. I'm going to say that the Bar, they win to over Saudi Arabia, and we're getting close to 6:30, and I had to save this for last. This one is the big one. I don't know if this match will be last or not, but the vacated Universal Championship overall, we have originally was going to be a triple threat match, but we all know what Roman Reigns, God bless him, is out of this match, so it leaves Brock Lesnar up against Braun Strowman.
Oh, I please God be Braun Strowman. Okay. Braun is well overdue. But yeah, let Braun Strowman. Punch us out. That's like trying to go through a Mack truck. I mean, it's Braun Strowman.
You know, I got to say, Jackie, yeah, you know, Destiny, much I love you. I love everybody listening live. I was giving everybody a treat tonight, being nice, but everybody's going to say, damn it, Ty, you son of a – I have to disagree. I'm going to say Brock Lesnar wins back the title.
Brock Harvey.
Because I understand. I'm aware of that, definitely aware of that. But I just think because – I think he wins, and I think it's not over between these two. And I can see these guys meeting down the road, you know, at a maybe like a Royal Rumble or whatever, and maybe Braun gets it then. But I just think Braun is not happening just yet. He'll get it there, but I think Brock Lesnar gets back the title. Sorry.
Ugh. Yeah, but as they said, they kind of need a champion that. Like Roman said, they kind of need a champion that's going to be there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just – well, I mean, you know, but I mean, Brock, I understand. But like, I understand what everybody says about what Brock, but I've always been a big Brock fan. I understand him being the part-timer, but I just think everybody, again, thinking Braun's going to get it, Braun's going to get it. I think they're going to throw us a curveball again, and, you know, they're thinking, well, Brock's just there for the paycheck. He'll go away. But I think this is going to be a match where he surprises us again, and he wins and leaves Saudi Arabia again Universal Champion.
Yeah.
And that is, of course, our picks for WWE Crown Jewel. Of course, your boy Ty Asbury is always joining me for every pay-per-view pick. Next one we'll have is Survivor Series, which is going to be big. Jackie, Destiny, my girl. Thank you, as always, for joining me on the pick show.
And thank you for having me. Go
and, as always, hey,
I
don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go watch some scary movies, enjoy myself, and everybody listening live, you go out, be safe tonight. Jackie, same for you, too. You go out, you be safe. This is Between the Ropes Radio.
Yeah.
Jackie, God bless. And,
I'm out.
Yeah. And we'll do this again for the Survivor Series pick show.
Will do. Oh, my God. So you do. Every one of you do happen to go out tonight, just be safe and have fun. I mean, even though usually everybody saves the party for the weekends, but just have fun.
Just have fun. Just definitely be safe and then have fun. And Destiny, God bless, and thank you for joining on the show. And we'll be back and do this again for Survivor Series.
You bet. Thanks again.
Oh, you're welcome.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. Me and Jackie just delivered you our picks for WWE Crown Jewel. Have a great night. This is your boy, Tyler. You just listened to Between the Ropes Radio. Have a happy, happy Halloween. Be safe. God bless. Join me for the next episode of Between the Ropes Radio. I'm out.
Peace, baby. Yeah.